to 8. Brian Finn is here with the business news.
Claire, thank you. Facebook and Apple both saw their share price increase in after-hours trade after their quarterly results last night. Facebook's mobile user base crossed the 1 billion threshold during the first 3 months of this year, and it now generates nearly two-thirds of its advertising from mobile. Apple disappointed expectations for sales growth, but profits of $10.2 billion impressed investors, driving the stock up 7%. Now, we normally end this item with the currencies, but today we're going to take a closer look at them. The pound sterling has been gaining strength of late against the euro and the dollar against the backdrop of a steadily improving UK economy. Peter O'Flanagan, head of trading with Clear Currency, is standing by. And Peter, Mario Draghi was recently lamenting the strength of the euro as he grapples with low inflation across the eurozone. And he appears to have talked it down a bit. So what we're seeing here, is it a weakening euro or is it a pound gathering strength on the back of that better performance in the UK?
It's more to do with a stronger pound that we're seeing. The UK recovery, I suppose, continues to go from strength to strength, and it has continued to exceed expectations. The initial Bank of England guidance would have hoped to see unemployment fall to 7% and thus to begin to discuss raising rates in the middle of 2015. Now, last week we saw unemployment fall to 6.9%, and whereas the Bank of England have changed their forward guidance policy, the expectations are that rates will rise in the UK around the first quarter of next year. So it's definitely more of a stronger pound, whereas the euro is very strong against the dollar in its own right.
And we had minutes yesterday from the Bank of England, from their most recent meeting. Did that shed any light on that area, particularly around the area of interest rate increases?
They didn't give us necessarily any more cover. We know from the last Bank of England meeting that they've changed their forward guidance to include spare capacity. So they've moved away from a fixed unemployment target. What we did see from the Bank of England minutes was that they have revised up their Q1 growth to 1% versus 0.9%. And whereas they expect growth to be a little bit more sluggish in Q2, it will continue to exceed expectations in our view. But we think interest rate increases will still be on hold until the first quarter of next year.
And perhaps they have a bit of scope, given that UK inflation has come back a little bit in the last few months, but eurozone inflation is another story, well below target. Mario Draghi has promised action. What scope has he?
He has plenty of scope, and they've certainly been. The ECB have certainly been very vocal over the last 3 to 4 months, talking about the possibility of negative deposit rates or even some quantitative easing style policy that we saw in the UK and the US. And we think they're going to remain on hold until they review bank asset quality, which we expect to be completed over the next months. But there's certainly plenty of scope there, and like you say, the high value of the euro is definitely impacting deflation concerns.
And if they did go for quantitative easing, what form would that take? Would it be similar to the US where they went for bond purchases?
It would be something similar to that. Under the ECB mandate, they're slightly more restricted than what the Fed can do in the US. However, they have been discussing guidelines over the last couple of weeks, and whereas they haven't necessarily shared that with the market just yet, they seem to be getting a framework in place to be able to do something.
Peter O'Flanagan of Clear Currency, thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Just finally, a look at the currencies as they stand at the moment. The euro is trading at $1.38.2 and 82.3 pence sterling, Gavin.
Brian, thank you.